All right, so here we are, Worldwide Life on the internet through BBS Radio. Thank you, BBS, for making this possible for us. I welcome you all. It is today Wednesday, November the 16th, 2016. My name is Gijs Minderhout. I'm located in Magalia, California. Tonight we have, you got questions, we have answers. Our special call once a week, 1 hour. You submit questions and answers will be channeled by Wynn through our beautiful sister, Terry Brown, live on this call tonight. This is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call. We have a bunch of people on the phone line. More people just joined in. I welcome you all. If you have a chance, please say your name and location.
It's Chris in Memphis.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the call.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Who else joined in? Please say your name and location. If you want to. We are past the hour. Terry, I know you're here. Do you know about Wynn, his whereabouts? I think you're muted,
Terry. I'll go check.
Okay, thank you. All right. And as we all could tell, there's a lot of positive energy floating around in the town of Paradise tonight in California. Thank you, Dawn, for your energetic repertoire. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. This must be the man of the hour, the free man from Sedona, Arizona.
Is Terry on the line?
He's looking for you.
She is.
Yes, because you're 3 minutes late.
Oh.
I'm here.
Okay.
We'll discuss it in our next meeting.
Is that Terry?
Yep.
You're not ready, are you?
I'm never ready.
But always doing it.
We just show up.
Terry, you're... And Vin, you too.
Don't give us any praise, okay?
Well, only because you deserve it.
No, listen. It's much better to send money.
Yeah. I just sent a bill lately, didn't I?
What's that?
Didn't I send you $100 bill lately?
Did you?
Yeah.
In the mail?
Yeah. It's been like 2 months ago or so.
Terry, do you remember that?
No.
Maybe I didn't tell you about it. Maybe I didn't tell you about it. All right. Well, thank you so much. All right.
Can I move the call?
What's that?
I said, can I mute the lines?
You probably can.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
All right. We're both here. We are live on BBS Radio. Welcome all those folks that are listening on BBS Radio. Thank you for being here. Let us start the recording when it is 11:16.
This conference is being recorded.
This is November 16th, 2016, Wynn and Terry in Sedona, Arizona. And everybody everywhere, Hi's in Magalia. Magalia. Hi's?
Yes.
Where does Magalia come from? Is that an Indian word?
No, it is from, not Indian, somewhere from over there. It stands for the cottages.
Cottages?
Yes.
So there's a lot of cottages in Magalia?
I guess back then it was more like it started here with the gold rush. People started...
I see. All right. Well, not many people are on the call tonight. Isn't that interesting? I better stop talking about Hillary. It is amazing, isn't it, the times we are in? And, you know, this is all predicted in the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. Almost, not exactly to the Pinhead, but certainly the general aspects of probably the one quote I remember, well, the world is going to fall apart one tire at a time. Remember that one? Heis, do you remember that?
I do, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, we'd have plenty of time to get it ready. And if the world's going to fall apart one tire at a time, it seems like it's got about two tires left to go, right? So, and they said it would be a good thing because it would force people to start depending on each other and opening up their hearts to each other. And and not depend on Big Brother or the government or structures outside of themselves. And it is having that impact on a lot of people. So here we are, and we're depending on each other. I mean, we say it all the time. And I think on our 7 o'clock planetary healing call, we're learning how important it is to have group energy and that we need each other to create that, which then creates the flow to lift us above this realm, our timeline, our matrix. Otherwise, if you're just here, you got to be going crazy all the time. And some of you are going partially crazy anyway. But in any case, this is the night where everyone has the opportunity to send in questions. And we do have a bunch of questions. And Dave and Bob Travers, we'll see if we get to yours because there were a bunch of things before you. And our beautiful Terry Brown, who has so graciously volunteered her life to be here and to do this. And Terry never ceases to amaze me. And we are all blessed. You see, I sound like Heis, right? Terry, we're so glad you're here tonight. But you know what? We are, even though it sounds patronizing.
Hey, Vin, will you move your mic a bit away from me?
A bit away. Okay. How is that?
I think it's good.
Okay. So, Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest transmuted. God, I'm forgetting it. We see ourselves in the flow of energy, radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now. And do our sources have anything to say to greet us?
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are thankful for each and every person on the line and for you and Jerry and Heise and all of the people who you do not even know yet, who are seeking to build a better world, are seeking to build a better life, are seeking to fulfill their purpose for coming, for moving, for going into the third density, the wanderers who are seeking knowledge, who are seeking fulfillment, who are exploring, who are understanding, who are grasping knowledge and growing. We come to you directly. We do not come through the telephone lines. If we ever say anything that does not resonate with you, just discard it, because it does not apply to you at this time. Sometimes someone will ask a question, and it is the same exact wording of a question you may have, but each person may have a different answer. So even if it is the same question that has been asked, the answer may not resonate with you. We are delighted to be with you. Do you have questions?
You know what? I was going to ask a question that just came to my mind, and that is, we've learned an immense amount from your explanations of how everything works and all the answers you've given various people on a myriad of topics. The question is, do you learn things from us? And that would probably be a different answer for the Ra group and the Elohim group. So could you answer for both groups?
Yes. As a Ra group, we have a different frequency than the Elohim group. And we learn from their answers more about how our frequencies have adjusted because of our experience in the third density. We have different frequencies that we have learned from our life in the third density. We, as the Elohim, we are a joyful group, bubbling with enthusiasm and love. And we are able to express ourselves in these calls. We have learned how to operate better in the third density because we are not the telephone line. We are not the objects. We are not the beings. We are our own independent, balanced, unique self that are open to see what is there, are able to use our toolbox, our kit of frequencies and vibrations and insights to be able to assist where the intention and the greater good are being asked for and are able to assist in some small way to help individuals on their path.
The Ra group referred to the Logos. Is the Elohim the Logos that the Ra group referred to?
We are who you are looking at the Elohim group, do not fix ourselves as the locals. The locals is lower in frequency and contains more rich, vibrant frequencies of a different manifest nature. We are more watery and changeable. We are able to use our intelligence to move in and out and to experience, to be more free. The Logos is more anchored.
Mm-hmm. And can the Ra group, or has the Ra group, it was interesting to hear that the Ra group is learning by being associated on these calls from the answers the Elohim is giving.
Yes.
Could the Ra group, or has the Ra group related directly to the Elohim in the past or present times?
This is a unique experiment where we have combined the Elohim, a section of the Elohim, and a section of the Ra group have combined to bring a broader frequency of experience and a broader base, a broader, bigger footprint that we make a bigger energy that we can bring more experience to bring you assistance.
Thank you. Okay, first question is from Edna. And just as a precursor to this question, Edna seems to have the ability to deal with discarnate souls that have just died, and to help them cross over. And so she asked a question about that a few weeks ago, and she's wanting a follow-up question. A few weeks ago, the sources answered my question about the 18 souls that we helped to cross over at my house.
Yes.
They commented that while the 18 souls were crossing, there were some tag-along souls that crossed as well, increasing the number of souls that crossed. Would the sources please explain what are tag-alongs? Are the tag-alongs specific souls that are attached to other souls? Or
yes.
Are they different types of souls? I would love to understand exactly what I mean. Okay, go ahead.
There were souls. There were 18 souls, and some of the souls of the 18, so you could count them as 18 souls. However, some of them had a unique situation where they had two bonded souls together. And those bonded souls, in the process of crossing over, were able to uniquely separate into their individual halves, the individual two. And as such, you received more flashes of light.
Thank you. If somebody is helping souls cross over, can they do that without knowing it, like in their sleep or in other ways, or would they always know it?
You broke up.
If someone is helping souls cross over, would the person always be conscious of the fact that they're doing it, or can they be doing it without being conscious of it?
They can be conscious or unconscious of it. For instance, whenever someone is transitioning and you sit by their bedside and talk to them and they transition and you talk to them and you share your love with them and your understanding, and they can sense it the majority of time, or for a great deal of the time. And this helps with their stability, with their knowledge and confidence that they are an individual, that they are cared for, that they are nurtured, and not that they have just disappeared into the void.
Mm-hmm. So somebody, if you're at somebody's bedside and they die, it might be good to keep talking even after their body is gone, because they can still hear you, yes?
Yes, of course. They may be guided by angels, and if one has their extrasensory perceptions, such as Edna, they can even see better how to interface with the crossing over self.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Here's a question from Don Herman. And Don, I'm sure a lot of people would like to hear the answer to this question. Do the sources believe that it's possible for someone to attract money to themselves outside the context of working at a job? If so, could you please elaborate? Thank you.
Thank you. For, let's say, give an example. You have a lot of money. You know you have, in this example, you have a lot of money, and you know you have a lot of money. And when the bills are due, you do not have to worry. You can simply send the money that you owe, and you can have a whole feeling of confidence that you are going to be able to move forward without struggling for money. Now, this is contains an energy of feeling. And if you do not have money and you don't know how you're going to pay your bills and you're nervous and you're worried, this has an energy. And then that energy that you are putting forth attracts more of the same. And I don't have enough money here to pay my bills, to buy the food, to get the mortgage paid. I don't have enough money to pay the rent. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't have money for Christmas. The energy then is perpetuated. However, if you can sense, grasp, experience that feeling, even though right that moment you don't have the money, if you can experience the energy of having the money, of having the food, of having the necessity, if you grasp the energy, you can start to reel it in and pull it in, and then the universe begins to respond to that and begins to bring in the energy that you do have enough. And you may find, even though it is very hard to keep putting that out there, that suddenly something changes, and suddenly the whole structure of your life changes energetically, and you begin to have this money that you are seeking, and that is your attraction for that money. Or it just also doesn't even apply to just money. It can apply to love, to living circumstances, to all aspects of your life.
Could you explain the celestial mechanics that allowed Dave Fitzsimon to go into a casino in Atlantic City and say, if I win something, I'm going to give something to Terry and win? And he pulled the slot machine down and won $10,000. And I don't believe it was a coincidence, But how did it work from the other side for something to convert from an idea like that to where the all the things on the slot machine turned into the exact right position?
There is, again, the energy. And the energy of confidence, the energy that it can be done, the energy that then attracts the person to the situation that matches his confidence. It is not only Dickie that happened to you, that happened to another person in Las Vegas who went into those slot machines and was able to pull down the lever and get $290 and send a donation from that. There is a preset, a mind preset that brings in the energy that you are seeking. If you are able to believe it, to create, even for an instant, that energy.
But my question is not just how it's created in the person, but on a quantum level, how the energy of the pure intent of the person translates into an event that would normally be impossible, okay? Like through sacred geometry or through quantum reorientation or having all the slot machine things come down in the right way. Maybe we'll never understand that, but I'm putting the question out.
First of all, it is not impossible. If you believe it is impossible, then it is impossible. If you believe it is possible and you go in with the orientation, then the possibility, even the slim possibility, is sitting over in the corner, perhaps, and you are able to align yourself with what is already possible and are able to seek it out and match it.
All right. I got to ask more questions on this to get it down, because it's kind of like maybe I can't understand it, but I'm trying to understand it in a semi-scientific way, but I'm not going to ask anymore. We'll try it again and see if I can't nail it better, okay? Next question is from Joshua Terlinger, and I am asking this question on behalf of my mother, which I have asked her permission to do so. Her name is Janet in Itasca, Texas. On Sunday's call, I had asked about an odd experience that she's been going through. She's having problems with the ability to write down what she is thinking, as well as verbal expression. What she does write is jumbled and not accurate. The sources have said she was accessing the other side when referencing her condition. Can we have some clarification on how the access to the other side is related to what she is experiencing?
Thank you. We see that this is your question, and we see her frustration, and she is the one experiencing that. And she, within her, the neurotransmitters in her brain. They are becoming infused with other toxins or material and are creating cross-firing that is leading her to be able to not bring through her thoughts into the page. This is a body condition, and perhaps that certain medical treatment could be used if she was open to it or desired and could afford it. Two, help detoxify her body. There is some damage in there that would be difficult to correct. She is accessing more and more the other side to compensate for the misfire of the neurotransmitters. Those are our comments.
Thank you. Question from Gabrielle Swanberg. I believe she's in Europe. And it's not a personal question, a general question. And it's a question that we've actually talked about on our calls, and I did a lot of research on it, but I'll ask our sources. She had been reading something that there has been a plan in place since the origin of man to intermix the genetics of entities that are the enemies of heaven with humans and create a race of superior beings that can rule the earth in the name of Satan. He says that these beings are referred to as Elohim in the Bible, and they would kidnap human women in order to impregnate them with their own genetic material. Now, you guys haven't been doing that, right? No, I know. He claims that biblical prophecy predicts that in the future, which he says is this modern era, the Elohim will directly commingle the genetic material with humans through hybridization. He says that the object of this activity is to take over on a genetic level and give us the knowledge of reality and the universe we need to help them regain control of heaven and earth. Gabriel, now, let me just say, we have talked about this, and we know there was a group of ETs that were called the Anunnaki that were using the name Elohim and were very much part of the creation of humans, at least part of the human race, via genetic engineering of mixing their DNA with ape DNA to create a hybrid which became humans, and that they did want to control the humans, and they took the position of being gods for them, and there's a lot of indications that make sense to me that in the Old Testament, the God in general that's referred to, and it may not be all the time, but in general, God happens to be the Anunnaki people who call themselves Elohim, who told people they were gods and used that position to try to keep the human race enslaved. There's a very good book about this called Slave Species of the Gods, by a guy named Michael Trellinger. Michael Trellinger from South Africa, who actually found this originally started because they were gold mining. They were mining gold, and they wanted to have slaves to mine the gold for them. That's why they started this genetic kind of interbreeding or hybridization. So in all the questions we've asked, the Anunnaki were not the sources we're speaking to, but were derivative of them. When some Elohim souls had taken bodies, and over a long, long period of time, maybe billions of years, ended up being the Anunnaki, okay? So I'll just turn it over to our sources to give whatever comments to that they can.
Thank you. We had hopes for many of the Elohim. We are plural. There are many of us. And many of them wish to take a life on Earth because they saw the need for the individuals, the agony some of the individuals were experiencing, the lack of help, and they decided to take a life with a body to see if they could help in some way and assist. They came in and they had a difficult time, and some of them became fallen. And these fallen Elohim did different things to their own agenda, or how they saw that their assistance could be used. We are not the Elohim of that time. We have never taken bodies, and we remain individual. We are individual beings that do not set up patterns that then become the paradigm to follow. We are in present time, and we are able to adjust and move and react in the moment. Does that help?
Yes, it does. Thank you. Next question is from Prudence. Prudence, in Northville, Michigan. My question is, what causes CRPS, Complex Regional Pain Syndrome, also known by its older name, RSD, Reflex Sympathetic Dystrophy? For your information, CRPS is a debilitating nerve disease that usually starts in the foot and spreads and spreads. It is known as the suicide disease. It strikes young people, more women than men. Patients just give up as there's no cure and it's progressive. Question, what causes it? And is there anything that can help a person who has it, like diet, exercise, or anything to support the body-mind-spirit complex? Thank you very much. Thank you. I love you all.
Thank you. We look in the area and we see. Could you not breathe so hard into the microphone.
There we go. Okay.
We see that the area has become disconnected from the surroundings area of the, say, the foot. To a certain degree, it has been becoming isolated, and the signals, the energy signals, the nerve signals, are contracting, and are becoming out of sync with other nerve signals, which backs up into pain. We are not medical doctors. We see that you ask the question in general, and different people that have it would benefit by different means. To massage the area to be sure that you are not missing nutrients in your diet. To we picture a whirlpool of warm water energizing the area, supplying energy to the surrounding area to help relax the muscles. We suggest that you do research to find out any lack of nutrient that creates a withdrawal of a contraction of the nerves, and what may be needed. Some families require more nutrients than other families. It is that genetic factor sometimes that is passed down. We see that research in checking what nutrients can give nourishment to those nerve centers to gentle massage, to be gentle with the area, to those areas that are, you might say, drying up in energy, to make sure you have enough water for the body to operate, to see, to match yourself up with that therapist, that alternative therapist perhaps, that has had some success, to do research to see who can give you professional help that will help alleviate that condition.
Thank you. Next question. All right, Valerie, I'm going to do one of your questions in Livermore. Maybe I'll get to the other. Could you please clarify the idea that ascension does not mean we are leaving this planet, but that it simply means we are developing a higher consciousness?
Okay. we see that generally ascension means the transition from this bodily life to a higher realm, to a life within a different frequency. That is our understanding in general. As far as a different definition where ascension means the increase in life enlightenment can also border on the movement into a higher sensitivity of the other dimensions that are there to be accessed. When you are in the third density, the other senses might not be in play, but there are impetus, there are realms that you are not seeing that are affecting you. And as you are able to open yourself up more, you are able to access those higher realms, even though you are still in the third density. That could also be taken as ascension.
Thank you. It has been said, it might have been in the raw material, that in this particular period of time, that people that use the word graduate this realm have many different places they can potentially go, depending on the level they reached during their lifetime. Like perhaps they reach a higher level of Earth. Perhaps they reach the astral Earth. Perhaps they can actually go to another planet. Perhaps they could end up just as spirit beings. Is that all true?
Yes. One could join the Ra group. One could move to heaven. There are many potentials, many avenues. One of the things that happens if they go to the heaven realm, they are able to get help and to be talked with and to be given a review and given a choice of where they want to go from there. Do they want to come back to Earth for a further life? Do they want to go to a higher realm to be part of that life? And this can be outlined for them in the help they get in the heaven realm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There are people that say that Earth is going to be upgraded to a higher level, and there's other people that say that Earth is going to turn into a terrible place run by the negative and artificial intelligence. Are both those possibilities still possible?
They both are in the realm of possibilities if they can. It is a creation. What is brought forth? It doesn't just happen, it is created. So what and who are going to be the governors who bring forth the examples that people follow that bring peace and abundance, or that a governing body that takes advantage and steals energy? What is it that the individuals and everyone counts? What is it that they're going to create.
Thank you. I think we have time for one more question, and then we're going to be moving to our other line. Just a moment here, and let me see. Okay. Jim, it seems like I think your question is too big a question to go into. Please ask it next week, Jim Blayhut. Okay, this is from Sarah in Evanston, Illinois. When do we know that divorce is the right decision? I know Edgar Casey said that it is not recommended so people can work out their karma. Divorce is not recommended. Does the feeling of being stuck and not being able to become the best person one can be a good indicator for divorce? Thank you, Sarah.
We recommend communication and seeing what page each person is on and being totally honest with the other person and seeing if there is any communication skills there that the person has something that they can work with to change the circumstance. If one remembers back, one can see that one did not always feel that way. And it can be recreated, rehabilitated, if one is able to get out that essence. They don't feel heard, that they don't feel they can progress past a certain level, and to see if one can communicate, which is an opening, an entrance to further growth.
Is that your answer?
Yes.
Okay. And we're going to go into our healing session call in just a minute. Anything you would like to have us focus on in that call in particular?
We look for prayers to bring forth the type of world that you would thrive in, that you would be fulfilled in, that you would be able to have friends and loved ones, that you would be able to move forward on your own path, that you also have prayers. One area to pray about is the area of the Ring of Fire and the progression of earthquakes around the Ring of Fire. That off the coast of Washington, Oregon, and California, that there be moderation in earthquakes, that there the energy can be released in swarms rather than stuck and not released. That USGS, the people in charge, the people in charge of the translation of geology information can let people know without withholding information. And to be watchful if you are on the West Coast, if you are in Italy, if you are in New Zealand, if you are in Japan, if you are in Kathmandu, if you are a turkey, if you are a ram, that you can be on watch. And be aware of your surroundings. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We're going to bring this call to a close. We're going to move it to our other phone number, which is, hi, do you have the other number handy?
Yes, the phone number is 712-770-4340, and the PIN is 250-513-pound.
Thank you. Okay, so we're going to move over to there, and thank you all for being here, and thank all of you who asked questions.
Your conference recording has stopped.